who brought our brothers to God deeper during the pandemic.
我们感谢主，借着这个疫情，让的 Scott 弟兄能够更加的敬神。
And we pray that the Lord will bring us higher and deeper every day.
我们感谢神，他每一天都带我们能够不仅更深，也能够更高。
And this morning, I'd like to turn your attention to Exodus chapter 24.
那早上，请大家能够一同来关注出埃及记二十四章。
I want to read chapter 24, first three verses first.
那首先我想要来读二十四章第一到第三节。
Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall worship at a distance. Moses alone, however, shall come near to the Lord." But they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him. Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord, and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do."
耶和华对摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都要上到我这里来，远远的下拜，唯独你可以亲近耶和华，他们却不可亲近，百姓也不可和你一同上来。摩西下山，将耶和华的命令典章都述说与百姓听，众百姓齐声说，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
We want to pay attention to two phrases during these three verses.
那请大家特别关注在这三节当中的两句话。
The first phrase is come up to the Lord.
那第一句就是上到主这里来。
The second one is come near to the Lord.
第二句就是亲近耶和华。
And that is the burden for this morning. May we come up to the Lord and come near to the Lord.
所以这就是早上我的负担，愿我们能够上到主这里来，来亲近主。
Let's read verse 9 through verse 11.
让我们再来读第九到第十一节。
Then Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel, and under his feet there appeared to be a pavement of sapphire as clear as the sky itself. Yet he did not stretch out his hand against the nobles of the sons of Israel, and they saw God, and they ate and drank.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山，他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净，他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
They came up to the Lord during verse 9 and 11.
那这些人他们在九到十一节当中能够来到主这里。
Now we will see how Moses came up near to the Lord.
那现在我们要来看摩西如何能够来到主面前。
15 through 18,
15到18节。
Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the 7th day, he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud.And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. Moses entered the midst of the cloud as he went up to the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖，耶和华的荣耀停于西乃山。云彩遮盖山六天，第七天他从云中召摩西，耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。摩西进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, our heart is full of thanksgiving as we gather before you.
慈爱的天父，当我们聚集在您面前的时候，我们的心满了感恩。
Through all circumstances, you bring us deeper and higher into the Lord.
借着各样的环境，你借我们能够更加晋升，更加登高，能够更多的在主里长进。
As we come before your word this morning,
当我们早上来到您话语面前的时候，
we pray that you use your precious words to bring us higher and deeper.
我们求您用您宝贵的话带我们更加晋升，更加登高。
And we pray for this time, and we pray for all the brothers and sisters.
我们为着这个时间，也为着所有的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We pray that you cover all the classrooms and all the teachers and all our children.
我们也求您能够来覆庇所有的教室、所有的老师和孩子们。
May we become wiser in your precious word.
让我们在您的话语的里面能够更加的长进。
We commit the following precious time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间都交托在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
After Israelites left Egypt, they traveled for 3 months and they arrived at the foot of the mountain.
当以色列人出了埃及地之后，他们满了三个月的第一天就来到这个西奈的旷野，就是西奈山下。
This was a critical moment in their history.
这在他们的历史当中是一个非常重要的时刻。
They were delivered out of the bondage of Pharaoh.
因为他们从法老的这个捆绑当中被解救出来。
But in front of them was great and terrible wilderness.
但在他们的面前是那大而可畏的旷野。
The Lord told the people of Israel.
那主就对这些以色列人说，
You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now,If you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasure possession. Although the whole world, whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and holy nations.
他就对他们说，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
God had one request to the people of Israel, which was to keep the covenant.
神向着以色列人只有一个要求，就是要他们来遵守他的约。
When the people heard the word of the Lord from Moses, they responded this way.We will do everything the Lord has said.
那当以色列人听到从摩西那里传达神所说的话时，他们是这样回应的：凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
They did not even know what the Lord was about to say.
他们甚至不知道主所要说的是什么。
But their heart was full of gratitude. They said, "Whatever the Lord would be saying, we will obey."
但他们心中实在是满了感谢，所以他们这样能够说，凡耶和华所说的我们都要遵行。
Then God gave Moses 10 commandments and ordinance.
然后神就赐给了摩西十诫。
When Moses came down from the mountains and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord.
当摩西下山将耶和华的命令典章都述说与百姓听时，
Now they heard what the Lord has said to them.
那现在他们听到了主要向他们所说的。
They said in one voice,
他们又
all the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do.
那众百姓又齐声说，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
Then Moses asked the people of Israel to do two things.
然后摩西就要以色列人做两件事情。
At the foot of the mountain, they did two things.
在山脚下他们做了两件事。
First, they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord.
那首先他们就向着神来献上燔祭和平安祭。
And secondly, they made a covenant with the Lord.
那第二他们就与主之间立了约。
Israelites offered burnt offering and peace offering to the Lord to express their thanksgivings and their gladness.
那以色列人向着主献上燔祭和平安祭，能够表达他们心中的感谢和快乐。
Like David, David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord when he brought the Ark of God back to the city of David.
那就好像大卫一样，当大卫把神的约柜带回到大卫城的时候，他也一样。
It was a day full of gladness and thanksgivings.
那一天也是满了感谢和快乐。
On the day when Solomon dedicated the house of God to the Lord.
当所罗门献殿的那一天。
It was a day with tremendous gladness and thanksgiving.
这一天也有极大的感谢和快乐。
And he offered burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord.
那他也一样向主献上了燔祭和平安祭。
So on that day, at the foot of the mountains,Moses and people of Israelites offer burnt offerings and peace offering to the Lord.
所以同样的，在那一天，在这个西奈山脚下，以色列人也向神献上了燔祭和平安祭。
As they reflect upon their journey out of Egypt, they saw their path drip with fatness.
因为当他们能够来回顾自己从出埃及到西奈山这一路上之后，他们发现自己的路径都滴满了脂油。
He saw God's grace in bringing them out of Egypt.
所以当他们看着神把他们带领出埃及的时候，他们看到神的恩典。
They saw the fatness during the Passover.
那在这个逾越节的过程当中，他们也能够看到神的脂油。
They were so thankful when the angelPass over their door.
当这个面面的天使越过他们家的门的时候，他们心中是满了感谢。
Their path from that day was full of graces and mercies.
那他们的那条道路从那一天起就满了这个神的恩典。
When they saw the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire guiding them every day.
当他们看着云柱火柱每一天来引领他们的时候
，When they saw Moses open the Red Sea and there came a way，
当他们看到摩西开了红海，他们从中能够过干地的时候
，When they saw manna every morning，
当他们每一天早上都能够看到玛拿的时候
，They saw fatnesses and graces of the Lord。
他们就能够看到神的恩典和他的旨由。
When they saw water coming out of the rock,
当他们看到从磐石当中出了水。
When they saw God overcame the Amalekites on their behalf,
当他们看到神带领他们来胜过了亚玛力人。
They indeed would thank the Lord for all the greatness.
他们实在为着神的一切的伟大的作为而献上感谢。
It was a day full of thanksgivings.
所以那一天是满了感谢的一天。
They knew the Lord was slow to anger.
他们知道主耶和华不轻易发怒。
But abundant in loving kindness.
并有丰盛的慈爱。
So they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord.
所以他们向着主就献上了燔祭和平安祭。
They lift up the cup of salvation.
他们能够举起这个感恩的杯。
Call upon His name.
能够称扬耶和华的名。
And pay their vows in presence of all His people.
在神的众民面前向他还愿。
There's no need for sin offerings anymore.
那时他们并不需要赎罪祭。
The sin offerings were the Passover lambs.
因为这个赎罪祭就是那逾越节的羔羊。
Therefore, what they need to do is give thanks to the Lord.
所以他们所要做的就是把感谢来归给神。
But they need to do the second thing.
但他们还要做第二件事。
They made a covenant to the Lord.
就是他们与主要来立一个约。
Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins.
那摩西就将血一半盛在盆中
，and the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altars.
另外一半就撒在坛上。
Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people.
然后又将约书念给百姓听。
And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient."
那他们就说。耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
The son of Israel say this word from the bottom of their heart.
以色列人是从心底能够这样说。
And they intend to obey the word of the Lord.
他们也乐意要来遵行主所吩咐的。
Therefore God made a covenant with them at the foot of mountains.
因此神在这山脚下与他们立了约。
Moses took the blood from the basin, sprinkled on the people.
那摩西就从盆里取了血，就洒在百姓身上。
Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.
他就说，你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
By the blood of the sacrifices they made a covenant with the Lord.
就借着这祭物的血，他们与神立了约。
Brothers and sisters, the half of the blood sprinkled on the altar represent the death.
弟兄姐妹，那一半洒在祭坛上的血代表的就是死。
The death of the sacrifice on their behalf.
是这个祭物代他们而死。
The other half of the blood sprinkled on the people from the basin represent life.
那另外一半从盆里洒在百姓身上的血就代表着生。
The life through the death of the sacrifices.
这生是借着祭物的死得以得着的。
On one hand, blood represent death.On the other hand, blood represents life.
在一边来说，这个血代表的是死，但另外一面，血代表的是生命。
Sprinkling blood on the altar is dying to sin.
把血洒在祭坛上就是向罪而死。
Sprinkling blood on Israelites is living to God.
那把血洒在以色列人身上就是向神而活。
The only way that we can keep the covenant is by dying to sin and living to God.
我们唯有一条路能够来遵守神的约，就是向罪而死，向神而活。
Through the history of Israel, we know that keeping the covenant was not easy for them.
那在以色列整个的历史当中，我们看出要让他们来守约是不容易的。
If it was easy, the Old Testament would be a lot shorter.
如果这是件容易的事的话，那旧约可能会短很多的。
And we don't need OT3 and OT4.
可能我们就不需要旧约三组和旧约四组了。
We probably don't need that many prophets, majors or minors.
可能我们也不需要这么多的先知书，大先知、小先知。
All the prophetsIn the Old Testament, were telling us that the sons of Israel could not keep the covenant.
所有的这个旧约的先知都在告诉我们，以色列人没有办法守这个约。
They could not keep the covenant because they could not die to sin and live to God.
他们没有办法守约，因为他们没有办法向罪死，向神活。
How could they keep the covenant?
那他们怎么样才能守这个约呢？
Dying to sin, living to God is the only way.
向罪死，向神活是唯一的道路。
We're like the Israelites. We're very grateful of the goodness of the Lord, and we have a heart to obey the word of the Lord.
我们同以色列人一样，我们为神的良善心怀感恩，也有心要遵守神所吩咐的。
Our spirit is willing, but the flesh is often weak.
我们心灵是愿意的，但我们的肉体却常常软弱。
How do we keep the covenant?
那我们如何守这约呢？
How do we die to sin and live to God?
我们如何能够向罪死，向神活呢？
Brother and sister, from chapter 24, we find a secret.
弟兄姐妹，从24章我们找到了一个秘诀。
To keep the covenant, we need to come up to the Lord.
若想要来守这约，我们要上到主这里来。
Although at the foot of mountain is a wonderful place.
虽然在这山脚下是一个非常美好的地方。
But we cannot stay at the foot of the mountain.
但我们却不能停留在这山脚下。
If we want to keep the covenant,
如果我们想要来守主的约，
we must come up to the Lord.
我们要上到主这里来。
God said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall worship at a distance.
那 主就对摩西说，你和亚伦拿达亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都要上到我这里来。
God asked them to come up to the mountain.
神差遣的要招他们上到主这里来。
Don't stay at the foot of the mountain, coming up.
不要停在山脚下，上来。
They worship at a distance.
然后他们就要远远的敬拜。
So they are not yet to the mountain top. They came to the mountain side.
那他们还没到山顶，他们现在来到了山腰。
At the mountainside, those 70 elders, they saw God of Israel.
就在这山腰，这七十个长老，他们就看到了以色列的神。
And under his feet, they saw the pavement of sapphire.
那他们也看到在神的脚下，仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石。
As clear as the sky itself.
如同天色明镜。
The Lord did not stretch his hand, against the elders.
那神的手也不加害这些长老。
And they ate and drank before the Lord.
他们就在主的面前吃喝。
Brothers and sisters, if you read the scriptures, God often brought his servant to a higher place.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们读圣经的话，神常常带他的仆人能够来到更高之处。
God brought Abraham to a higher place called Mount Moriah.
神就把亚伯拉罕带到一个更高之处，就是摩利亚山。
On that mountain, God changed Abraham.
在那个山上，神就彻底改变了亚伯拉罕。
Before Mount Moriah, Abraham was like you and me.
在摩利亚山之前，亚伯拉罕与你我一样。
But after Mount Moriah, Abraham was called.The mighty prince.
但在摩利亚山之后，亚伯拉罕却被称为一位尊大的王子。
The Lord brought Moses to a higher ground.
神也带摩西来到更高之地。
His higher ground, his mountainside was that ground before the burning bush.
那摩西的这个更高之处，他的山腰就在那燃烧的荆棘前。
God has transformed Moses.Into a humble person.
神就让摩西成为一个极其谦和的人。
More than anyone on the face of the earth.
胜过世上的众人。
And the Kabar River was the mountainside of the prophet Ezekiel.
那加巴鲁河对以西结来说就是那个山腰。
On that mountainside, God transformed this priest into a prophet.
就在这个山腰，神就让这个祭司成为了一个先知。
At that mountainside, they saw with their eyes the God of Israel.
在那山腰，他们用自己的眼睛看到了以色列的神。
And at under his feet of God, a pavement of sapphire as clear as the sky itself.
在神的脚下，仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明镜。
Blue color of sapphire represents a heavenly perspective.
那蓝宝石的蓝色就代表了一个属天的角度。
When we see the Lord and the heavens are open to us, we see everything as clear as the sky.
当我们看到神，当天为我们敞开的时候，我们看到凡事都好如天色一般明
镜。And we can look at things from a heavenly perspective.
也让我们看万事能够从一个属天的角度。
And everything becomes clear.
那凡事都非常的清晰。
Apostle Paul saw everything clear as sky.
使徒保罗看凡事都好如天色一般明镜。
Therefore he said, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
那所以他能说只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Things that were gained to him when he was at the foot of mountains.
就是那些在他在山脚下他以为与他有益的。
Were counted as loss as he looked at them again from the mountainside.
那当他在山腰上再来看这些事物时，他就以他们为有损的。
Apostle Paul saw that pavement.That sapphire pavement as clear as sky.
那使徒保罗就能够看到神脚下那个平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色一般明镜。
Very strangely, While the elders saw the Lord as a sapphire.
那非常奇怪的是，当这些长老们看到神的脚下如同这个蓝宝石一般时。
But at the foot of the mountain, the son of Israel saw the glory of the Lord as a consuming fire.
但在这个山脚，以色列众人看到神的荣耀却如烈火一般。
Brother and sister, we often struggle to keep the covenant at the foot of the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，我们在山脚的时候常常非常挣扎，想要来守主的约。
We need to come up to the Lord.
我们需要上到主这里来。
We need to come up to the mountainside.
我们需要上到山腰处。
We need to come to a place where everything seems to be clearer.
那来到一个地方，好像事情都变得更加清晰。
These elders will tremble at the foot of mountains.
那这些长老们，他们在山脚时是战惊恐惧的。
But on the mountainside, they ate and drank before the Lord.
但在山腰处，他们却能在主的面前又吃又喝。
When they saw God with unveiled face,
当他们能够敞着脸来见主时
，they were being transformed into His image.
他们也被变成主的形状。
In other words, as they continue gazing upon the Lord,
那换句话说，当他们不断的能够来仰望主的时候
，they were being sanctified by the Lord.
他们就被主分别为圣。
After sanctification, dying to sin and living to God became possible.
那当他们成圣之后，向罪死，向主活，就变得可能了。
And the sanctifications enable these elders ate and drank.Before the Lord.
那因着他们能够被分别为圣，也让他们能够在主的面前又吃又喝。
So let's apply this to our day-to-day life now.
那所以现在让我们把这个能够来运用到我们每一天的生活当中。
During the pandemic, we have often have the table meeting in a much smaller group.
那在疫情期间，我们的这个饼杯的聚会都是在更小的小组里面。
Some of you broke the bread in your home.
那有的人是自己在家里来剥饼。
Some of you gather in a smaller group online.
那有的是几个人在线上一同的来剥饼。
Everyone prays. Everyone offer their thanksgiving in a small setting.
那在一个比较小的小组里面，每一个人都能够线上感谢，每一个人都能赞美。
Now we gather together back in a larger group now.
那现在我们就又回到这个大的组大的聚会里面。
Many of you find that praying in the larger group is more difficult.
那很多人就发现在这个大的聚会当中想要来祷告是比较难的。
Why is it?
为什么呢？
Why is it different when you pray with five other brothers and sisters than when you pray in the midst of 200?
那为什么当你跟五个弟兄姐妹在一起祷告的时候，与你跟两百个弟兄姐妹在一起祷告的时候是不同的呢
？Because we pray at the foot of the mountain.
因为我们是在这个山脚处祷告。
When you pray at the foot of mountain, it makes the differences when you pray with five or 200 or 500.
那如果我们是在山脚处祷告的话，你或者与五个，或者与五百个人祷告就有不同了。
We need to come up to the Lord.
我们需要上到主这里来。
We come to the mountainside.
我们需要来到山腰处。
On the mountainside, you see the Lord and you see everything clear as the sky.
那在山腰的地方，你就能够看到神，你也能够看到凡事如天色明净。
Then it does not matter how many people you're praying with.
那就不关乎你到底跟多少人一起祷告。
Brother and sister, this is a very simple application.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常简单的运用。
As we come to the Lord, we need to come up to the Lord.
当我们来到主的面前时，我们要上来到主这里。
We need to leave the foot of the mountain and come up to the mountainside.
我们需要离开山脚，能够来到山腰处。
We need to see God of Israel.
我们要来看以色列的神。
Then, like elders, we will not have any fear.
那就好像这些长老一样，我们心中就不再有恐惧。
It doesn't matter if I pray in the midst of thousands.
那也不关乎，甚至我要在千人当中来开口祷告。
It does not matter if I pray in the midst of 10,000.
那甚至也不要紧，要我在万人当中来开口祷告。
Because I come up to the Lord.
因为我是上到主这里来。
So we pray that everyone, when we come before the Lord in the morning, let's come up to the Lord.
所以那我所祷告就是当我们在早上来到主这里时我们是能够上到主这里来。
Let's do not pray at the foot of the mountain.
让我们不要停留在山脚处向主祷告。
Another simple application.
那还有另外一个简单的运用。
In your house, in your daily life, your spouse says something to you.
在你的家中在你每一天的生活当中你的配偶向你说了一些话。
You knew you should not respond.
你知道你不该向他回应
But you could not help.
但是你却控制不住自己
And you regret it after you responded.
那常常当你回应之后你里面就后悔
Because nothing good comes out of that.
因为在你的回应当中没有产生任何好的结果
But why could you help yourself?
但为什么你控制不住自己呢
Because you spoke the word at the foot of the mountain.
因为你说那话时你是在山脚处
If you come up to the Lord,
如果你能够上到主这里来
Right after you heard the word from your spouse
就当你听到你的配偶所说的那话之后
You come up to the Lord
你能够上到主这里来
You come to that mountainside
你能够来到山腰处
You see God of Israel
你看到以色列的神
You saw the pavement of sapphire
你看到那蓝宝石所铺的那个地
I guarantee that you will not respond
我保证你就能够不回应。
There's no need to respond.
就没有再回应的需要。
Everything is clear as the sky.
凡事都好如天色一般明净。
Another application.
还有一个运用。
We're thinking about phase two reopening.
那现在我们在思考进入第三阶段的实体聚会。
We'd like to open the whole Bible study Friday night.
我们想要来开放周五晚上的这个查经聚会。
How do we look at the things?
我们应该怎么样看待这件事情呢
I believe that thoughts, various different thoughts, will come into your mind when you heard we are reopening the Friday night Bible study.
我想当大家听到我们要开放周五晚上的查经聚会时，会有各种各样的想法。
How do I respond?
我该如何回应呢
How do I think about?
我该怎么样来思考这件事呢
Brother and sister, we cannot think about this matter from the foot of the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能够停在山脚处来看待这件事情。
At the foot of the mountain, you can see your own tent.
那在山脚的时候，你能够看到自己的帐篷。
You can see probably some neighbor's tents.
那你也可能看到周围的一些弟兄姐妹的这个帐篷。
But that is as much as you can see.
但你所能看到的最多也不过只是这些。
We need to come up to the Lord.
我们需要上到主这里来
Come up to the mountainside
上到山腰处来
From the mountainside you can see the tents of the entire house of the Lord
那从山腰的话你能够看到神家里所有的帐篷
That's the place we need to think about pray about the phase 3 reopening
那我们应该在这个地方来思考来为着第三阶段的这个实体聚会来祷告
We need to understand the purposeOf phase three reopenings.
我们应当明白第三阶段的这个实体聚会有什么目的。
The purpose is to bring our young ones from babies to toddlers to grade schooler to middle schooler to high schooler to young people to in-person meeting as soon as possible.
那这个目的就是尽快的能够让一切的年轻人从婴孩到学前班到小学初中高中还有这些年轻的人都能够更快的进入到实体聚会当中
The battle for our young ones has been raging since the beginning of the pandemic
从疫情开始为着年轻人的这个征战就十分的激烈
All the teachers are telling us the room meeting are not effective for the young ones
所有的老师都在告诉我们这个线上的机会对于孩子们来说是不够有效的
Imagine that if a 3 years old among us
想象在我们当中的一个三岁的孩子
Half of his or her life live in pandemic
他一半的这个时间都是活在这个疫情的里面
Even the first graders
甚至一年级的孩子
At least 20% of his or life experience was in pandemic
那他一生20%的这个时间都是在这个疫情当中。
The enemy is using the pandemic to steal the young one from us.
这仇敌就在用这个疫情在我们当中来偷窃这些年轻人。
Therefore, there is an urgency to bring the young ones back to in-person meeting.
所以实在有这样一个紧迫性，让这些年轻人能够尽快的回到实体聚会中。
We need to fight the battle in the ground that is favorable to us.
那我们应当是在一个地方能够对我们有利来为他们征战。
Of course, for some, you do not have young ones.
当然，我们当中有的人并没有年轻的孩子，小孩子。
But you need to come up to the mountainside.
但你要来到山腰处。
There are many other tents.
还能看到其他不同的帐篷。
You see the need of the whole house.
你能够看到神的家全家的需要。
There are many young ones.
有很多年轻的孩子。
They need to come back to in-person meeting.
他们需要回到这个实体的聚会中。
And if the parents are not here, then their children will not be here.
如果父母不在这里的话，孩子肯定不会在这里。
It is very convenient for adults to attend online meetings.
对成人来说，来参加线上的聚会是非常方便的。
But we must weigh our own convenience against the benefit of our young ones.
但我们要在我们自己的便益与我们儿女他们的益处之间来进行权衡。
We cannot weigh this at the foot of the mountain.
我们没有办法在山脚处来权衡这两样。
We must weigh this on the mountainside.
我们要在山腰处来进行权衡。
We need to come up to the Lord.
我们需要上到主这里来。
Then we can see the issue as clear as the sky.
那我们再看这件事情，就会发现它如天色一般明净。
We need all the parents to join with this battle.
我们需要所有的家长一同的能够来参与这份征战。
We cannot do this without the parents.
我们没有办法来参加这个征战，如果家长不与我们一同的话。
We need the whole assembly to join us.In this battle,
我们也需要整个聚会与我们一同的来征战。
And so let us come up to the mountains, come to the mountainside, come up to the Lord.
所以让我们一同能够上到山腰处，上到主这里来。
But the Lord didn't stop there.
但主并没有在这里就停止。
And said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and commandment which I have written."For their instructions,
主就对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里。我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。”
God called Moses to the mountain top.
神呼召摩西来到山顶。
And Moses said to elders, "Wait here for us until we return."
那摩西就对长老们说：“你们在这里等着，等我到等到我们再回来。”
Then Moses went up to the mountain.
然后摩西就上到了山顶。
And the cloud rested on Mount Sinai.
有云彩把山遮盖。
The cloud covered it for 6 days.
那云彩遮盖山有六天。
They witnessed the glory of the Lord in the cloud for 6 days.
他们就看到耶和华的荣耀在云彩当中有六天的时间。
What was God doing in those 6 days?
在这六天的里，六天的时间里，神在做什么呢
？God was transforming the humble body of Moses into conformity with the body of His glory.
那神就将摩西卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
By the power that He has to subject all things to Himself,
是按着那能叫万有归服他自己的大能。
On that seventh day.God called Moses from the midst of the cloud.
在第七天时，他从云中召摩西。
Moses entered the midst of the cloud as he went up to the mountain.
摩西就进入云中上山。
And Moses was on the mountain top 40 days and 40 nights.
然后在山上40昼夜。
It is God's purpose to bring many sons into glory.
那神的目的是要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And this was the reason that Lord Jesus was made perfect through suffering.
这是为什么耶稣因所受的苦难得以完全。
Brother, sister, we must have this desire to enter into glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们心中要有这样的渴望，能够进入到荣耀中去。
Because that was the reason our Lord Jesus suffered so much.
因为这是为什么主耶稣要如此的受苦。
He suffered for our glory.
他 他受苦是为我们的荣耀。
If we do not have burden for God's glory, He suffered for you in vain.
如果我们为荣耀没有一个负担的话，那他为你所受的苦就变成了虚空。
It is a hidden mystery that God predestined before the ages to our glory.
那这是一个隐藏的奥秘，就是神在万世以前预定我们得荣耀。
There will come a day when Christ is revealed.Then we also will be revealed with him in glory.
会有一天，当基督显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his skin shone.
所以当摩西从西奈山上下来的时候，他的脸面就发光。
And Aaron and elders were afraid to come near Moses.
那亚伦和以色列的长老们都怕挨近他。
Peter.Also, one time saw the glory on the Mount Transfiguration.
那彼得也在这个变化山上看到过主的荣耀。
And on that mountain, Jesus was transfigured before them.
就在那山上，耶稣在他们面前变了形象。
His face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
他的脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
This must have left a very deep impression.On Peter.
那这件事在彼得的印象当中已经留下了极深的印象。
Even at his old age, when he wrote the Peter, Second Peter.
那甚至当他年老来写这个彼得后书的时候
，He said, "We are eyewitnesses of His Majesty."
他说，我们乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
We heard with our own ears the voice of God.
我们也亲耳听过神所说的话。
This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come near to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来来到主的面前。
We need to come to the mountain top.
我们要来到山顶。
Let's again apply this to our situation.
那我们再一次能够把这个来运用在我们的环境当中。
We're fully aware.That the pandemic is not yet over.
我们当然知道疫情并没有结束。
And we do not even know when this pandemic will finally end.
我们也不知道什么时候最终这场疫情会结束。
And we need to be as cautious as possible.
所以我们一定要尽可能的小心。
We need to do the things that we should be doing to protect ourselves and protect our brothers and sisters.
我们也当像现在一样，也有这些这个卫生上的这个注意，来保护我们自己和弟兄姐妹。
But we cannot look at the pandemic at the foot of the mountain.
但我们不能够在山脚处来看这场疫情。
We need to look at the pandemic from the mountain top.
我们需要在山顶处来看这场疫情。
If we come near to the Lord.
我们如果能够来到主的面前。
If we come to that mountain top.
如果我们能够上到山顶来。
We can look at the pandemic.Through the lens of the glory of the Lord.
那我们就能够透过神的荣耀来看这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to look at this pandemic from the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要从神的荣耀来看这场疫情。
If we are at the mountain top,
如果我们是在山顶处
we will see the glory of the Lord governs all the kingdoms of the earth.
我们能够看到神的荣耀掌管地上的万国。
We do not see that at the foot of the mountains.
在山脚处，我们并不能看到这件事。
But we will see that clearly at the mountain top. The glory of the Lord governs the kingdoms of all the earth.
但如果我们站在山顶处的话，我们就能够看到神的荣耀来掌管地上的万国。
We will see the glory of the Lord governs the pandemic.
那神的荣耀也是来掌管这场疫情的。
Vaccine does do not govern the pandemic.
这个疫苗并不能掌管这个疫情。
Policies, regulations.Do not govern the pandemic.
那各样的政策和规范并不能够来控制这个疫情。
The glory of the Lord governs the pandemic.
而神的荣耀能够来掌管这个疫情。
Therefore, we have to come up to the Lord.
因此我们要上到主的面前。
We need to come near to the Lord.
我们要上到主的面前
来。So we can see the pandemic through the lens of the glory of the Lord.
所以我们能够通过这个神的荣耀的透镜来看这场疫情。
So that we can see the pandemic as clear as the sky.
好像我们看这场疫情能够如同天色一般明净。
Brothers and sisters, from the Exodus chapter 14, we see the full gospel.
弟兄姐妹，透过这个出埃及第二十四章，我们看到整个的这个福音。
The foot of the mountains is the place of justification.
这山脚处就是那称义的地方。
The mountainside is the place of sanctification.
在山腰处是分别为圣的地方。
The mountaintop is the place of glorification.
那山顶处就是得荣耀的地方。
So God desire to bring all of us from the foot of the mountain to the mountainside, and from the mountainside to the mountaintop.
神的目的是要让我们众人一同能够被从山脚带到山腰，从山腰再带到山顶。
After we are saved, we are justified.
我们得救之后，我们就得以称义。
But we should not stay at the place of justification.
但我们却不应当停留在称义的这个地方。
We should come up to the Lord into the place of sanctification.
我们应当上到主这里来，能够进入到这成圣的地方。
We need to have a real experience of dying to self, dying to sin, and living to God.
我们应当有这个真实的经历，能够向自己死，向罪死，向神活。
But we should not stay at the mountainside.
但我们也不当停留在山腰处。
And God desire to bring us into glory.
神是要来带我们进入荣耀里。
We need to come near to the Lord.
我们应当来到主的面前。
Gaze upon His glory.
能够来仰望他的荣耀。
Allow His power to transform our humble body into conformity of the body of His glory.
让他的大能能够改变我们身体的形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
When Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans, he clearly separate the gospel into justification, sanctification, and glorification.
当使徒保罗来写罗马书的时候，他非常明显的把这本书分成三个部分，就是称义、成圣和得荣耀。
Then we ought to wonder, how could Paul know that?
我们常常好奇保罗是怎么知道这件事的。
He was not one of the 12 disciples.
他并不是十二门徒，十二使徒之一。
He did not spend time in Jerusalem learning from the disciples.
他也没有花时间在耶路撒冷从这些使徒当中学什么。
But when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus, the heavens were open to him.
但当他在去往大马士革的路上见到主的时候，天向他敞开了。
Apostle Paul had an open heaven.
使徒保罗有一个敞开的天。
With an open heaven, all the books of the Old Testament were open to him.
那若有一个敞开的天的话，整本的旧约圣经向他全都是敞开的。
If you read the Exodus chapter 24, with an open heaven, you can see the full gospel hidden.In Exodus 24,
如果你能够在一个敞开的天当中来读出埃及第二十四章，你会在当中发现全备的福音。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord grant all of us an open heaven.
弟兄姐妹，愿主赐给我们每一个人一个敞开的天。
It's so much better when you read the word with an open heaven.
如果你能够在一个敞开的天里来读神的话，会让你更容易的明白。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is time for all of us to leave the foot of the mountain.
所以弟兄姐妹，现在是我们离开这山脚处的时候了。
When after we are saved, after we are saved,
当我们得救之后
we're brought to this wonderful place.
我们就被带到这个美妙的地方。
Place.Of redemption and justification,
就是这个蒙拯救被称义的地方。
We're so grateful for the goodness of the Lord.
我们为着神的美善何等的感恩。
We offer burnt offerings and peace offerings.
我们能够献上燔祭和平安祭。
But brothers and sisters, sometimes we stay at that place for too long.
但弟兄姐妹，有时我们停留在那里太长的时间了。
And we find ourselves unable to keep the covenant.
我们也发现自己没有办法来守神的约。
After you stay at the foot of the mountain for too long,
当你在这山脚处停留太久的时候
The word of the Lord become a burden to you.
那神的话对你来说就成为了一个重担
Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
因为心灵虽然愿意，但肉体却是软弱的。
So brother and sister, do not stay at the foot of the mountain anymore.
所以弟兄姐妹不要再停留在山脚处了。
Come up to the Lord.
上到主这里来。
Come to the mountainside.
来到这山腰处。
In our daily walk, come up to the Lord.
在我们每日的与主的行走当中，能够来到山腰处。
Do not approach everything in a habitual way.
不要
习惯
在习惯当中来去处理这些事情。
Do not come to the Bible study as usual.
不要像往常一样来参加这个查经聚会。
Do not come to the prayer meeting as usual.
也不要像往常一样来参加祷告聚会。
Do not come to the Lord's table as usual.
也不要像往常一样来参加主的饼杯聚会。
We should not stay at the foot of the mountain.
我们不应当停留在山脚处。
Every time we enter into a spiritual matters.
每当我们摸到属灵的事实
Whether it is Bible study Whether it is prayer meeting Whether it is message time
无论这个是查经的聚会还是祷告的聚会还是信息的聚会
Before we enter into that spiritual activities
当我们来进入到这个属灵的活动里面时
We should pray to the Lord Lord bring me up to the Lord
我们要向主祷告主啊求你带我来到你这里
Come up to the mountain
能够上到山上
Come up to the mountainside
能够上到山腰处
Before you enter into that spiritual matters
在你进入到属灵的事之前
So you can see everything clearer as the sky
好像你能够看到凡事如天色一般明净
We do not know when we will reach the mountaintop
我们并不知道何时我们能到达山顶
It could take a while
可能要花很长的时间
But it is crucial for us to leave the foot of the mountain.
但却是非常重要，让我们能够离开这山脚。
Because if we do not leave the foot of the mountain, we will never reach the mountain top.
因为如果我们不离开山脚的话，我们永远都不会到达山顶。
The Lord is using the pandemic to reveal the spiritual reality of the church.
神借着疫情来显示揭露教会属灵的实际
The Lord is also using the pandemic to bring the church to a higher ground
那神也借着疫情让教会能够带到更高之处
We cannot continue to stay where we are
我们不能够停留在我们原先所在的地方
And we need to come to the Lord and have a desire to ask the Lord to bring us to bring me upTo the mountains.
所以我们也要来到主的面前，有这样的一个渴望，让他能够带我们更深的往山上走。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们是在一场属灵的征战中。
We are in a battle for our young ones.
我们是在为着我们年轻人而征战。
And we cannot fight this battle at the foot of the mountain.
那我们也没有办法在山脚处来征战。
We need to come up to the Lord.
我们需要上到主这里来。
We need to come to the mountainside.
我们需要上到山腰处来。
We need to come near to the Lord.
我们需要来到主的面前。
We need to come to the mountaintop.
我们需要上到山顶处来。
We want to fight the spiritual battle from the mountaintop.
我们想要在山顶处来打这场属灵的征战。
Just like Moses fought the Amalekite at the top of the hill.
就好像摩西是在山顶处来与摩利亚人征战。
Brothers and sisters, we consider where we are today.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来思想今天我们所在的地方。
Let's consider what the enemy is trying to achieve.
也让我们来思想仇敌所要做的是什么。
To keep us at the foot of the mountain.
就是想让我们停留在这个山脚处
And consider what the Lord has desired for us
也让我们来思想神向我们所要的是什么
To bring all us into the glory
就是带我们众人进入到荣耀里
May the Lord use the Exodus chapter 24 to encourage us
愿主能够用这个出埃及记二十四章来鼓励我们众人
to go up into the mountains,
能够在这个山上更加的登高
to come up to the Lord,
能够上到主这里来
to come near to the Lord,
能够来到上到主的面前来
and let's come up together,
让我们一同的能够来登高
all the parents come up together,
所有的家长一同的来登高
all the adults come up together,
所有的成人一同的能够来登高
bring all children with us,
带着我们的孩子与我们一同登高
So we will come up to the Lord and come near to the Lord
让我们能够上到主的上到主这里来上到主的面前来
Lord will bring us into that glory
神就会带我们进入到这荣耀中
May the Lord bring his church to a higher ground
愿主带着他的教会来到更高之处
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Father we thank you this morning we can come before your precious words
父我们主我们感谢你早上我们能够来到您宝贵的话语面前
LordWe pray at this time that you will speak to our heart.
主求你向我们的心说话。
As we come to your words, we need an open heaven.
当我们来就近您的话的时候，我们需要一个敞开的天。
You speak to us and bring us up to the mountain.
求你向我们的心说话，也带我们能够上到山上。
So we can see everything clear as the sky.
让我们看凡事都能够如天色明镜
and bring us near to you.
也带我们能够上到你的面前
Let us gaze upon your glory.
让我们能够仰望你的荣耀
So that you will transform our humble body into conformity of a body of your glory.
好像你能够改变我们卑贱的身体如同你荣耀的形象一样
Encourage all of us today.
愿主鼓励我们每一个人
And let's join in this effort.
让我们能够一同的来有份于这份
to pray for your work among your people
能够为着你在你 子女当中的这个工作 而祷告
we thank you for this time
我们为着这个时间来感谢
in Jesus name we pray
奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen